Part 2, Chapter 3. Lindy was tearful. I hated those things. I don't like it when I get scared. Don't let's go there again. Feeling decidedly shaky, the party limped across the lawn and were completely unprepared for the surprise that was waiting for them in the summer house. The proc was sitting comfortably in one of the chairs. The professor steadied himself against a post. Proc, you're an annoying fellow. You turn up at the most inconvenient times. He sank into a chair, breathing heavily. It was the first time the boys had ever seen the proc, and they gazed at him apprehensively. Lindy stepped forward and said in an angry voice, "You know, you're a very nasty man. You made us horribly frightened, and that's not fair. You just apologize." The proc nonchalantly crossed one long leg over the other. "Don't blame me, little girl. The professor knew what to expect. It's his fault for getting you into a situation like that." "It's not his fault, and stop calling me little girl. My name is Lindy." The proc rose, eyes glittering with anger. "I came here to give you a warning. If you persist in this adventure, then the Sidewinders are just the beginning. Give up this foolish idea of seeing the Wangdoodle, or it'll be the worse for you all." The professor said quickly, "Proc, you have said enough. Anything else should be said to me personally, and not in front of the children." "No, I intend them to hear this. They are the only ones who can prevent you from continuing this mad scheme." The proc pulled the golden yo-yo from his pocket. It bounced and danced violently in front of the boys. "Put that thing away," the professor spoke in such a sharp voice that the children jumped. "You have delivered your warning. Now please go." The proc moved to the doorway in a single sinuous movement. "Mark my words well. Think on them. Think hard, or you'll be sorry." Taking hold of a post, he slid around it 3 times and was gone. Lindy said in a small, apologetic voice, "Professor, I'm not sure I want to do the adventure anymore. I know the Sidewinders didn't harm us, but they did frighten me so." The professor looked at her fondly. "I know. You were very brave about it." "No, I wasn't." She began to get tearful again. "I cried and everything." "Well, it's all right to cry. It helps a great deal sometimes. And just think what you accomplished today. You made it to Wangdoodle Land. Apart from me, you're the first human to have been there in hundreds of years. It's a fantastic accomplishment." Lindy brightened a little. "We did do it, didn't we?" "You bet we did," the professor replied enthusiastically. "And we learned a valuable lesson from our experience with the Sidewinders." "What was that?" asked Ben. "If you remain calm in the midst of great chaos, it is the surest guarantee that it will eventually subside." "But those creatures were really gross," said Lindy, "and the proc said they were just a beginning." "Yeah, what else could he come up with?" demanded Tom. "Well," the professor answered, "what weapons has he left? Powerful ones, you may be sure. When all else fails, he will resort to using things that can do us most harm. Things like the weapon he used today, which was fear." The proc banked on the fact that we would be afraid. Tomorrow he may use greed, envy, superstition, pride, lust, or selfishness. Not only will he play on our vices, he will undoubtedly use our virtues as well. "How could he do that?" asked Ben. "Oh, by relying on your generosity, or sentimentality, or even your sense of humor." "I don't understand any of this," said Lindy. "Lindy, all you have to know is that your greatest weapons are reason and lack of fear." "You've been through a lot of this before, haven't you, Professor?" Ben asked. "Indeed I have. I have made many excursions into Wangdoodle Land, and I have faced many dangers, and you can see I'm none the worse for my adventures." "Well, there you are, Lindy," said Ben comfortingly. "If the Professor can do it, so can we. How about giving it another try?" Lindy looked at the professor and the two boys. "Would we see the Wiffle Bird again?" she asked. "Undoubtedly." "When should we go to Wangdoodle Land again?" Ben wanted to know. "As soon as possible. I am sure the proc is banking on the fact that we've been thoroughly scared. He won't be expecting us to try anything right away. That gives us a great advantage." "Won't he know we're there?" said Lindy fearfully. "I doubt it. Don't forget, he has a lot to do just being Prime Minister. I'm certain he only knows where we are when he has time to check." "Like he did with me," said Lindy, remembering her walk home from school. "Precisely. Now, the best remedy for a bad scare is to turn right around and face whatever frightened you. So are you game for another attempt tomorrow?" Yes, said Ben. Yes, said Tom. Okay, said Lindy. Bravo, the professor beamed. I have three of the bravest friends in the world. I am tremendously proud of you. Give me your scrappy caps. I don't want you wandering around with those on your heads. Go home now. Sleep well. Don't be afraid. I will see you early tomorrow. The children wondered how on earth they were going to face their parents. How would they stop themselves from talking about their fantastic adventure? To their surprise, it turned out to be much easier than they anticipated. When they arrived home, they found their mother packing suitcases for the visit to Grandma. Mr. Potter was busy making last-minute phone calls. Ethel was preparing dinner. Nobody paid any particular attention to the children. I want you to start dinner without us, Mrs. Potter said. Daddy and I still have lots to do. What time do you go, Mummy? Lindy wanted to know. We're leaving tomorrow morning. We'll be back a week from Sunday. Did you tell Ethel will be visiting the professor? Tom asked. Mrs. Potter smiled. You and your professor. That's all you talk about these days. Yes, I did speak to Ethel. It's perfectly all right. The children went downstairs to dinner. They were not very hungry and they toyed with their food as they talked quietly together. Mrs. Potter would have been very surprised had she been able to hear the conversation. The children went over every detail of their amazing visit to Wang Doodle Land. They talked about the terrible sidewinders, the oily prock, and the beautiful whiffle bird. They thought with pleasure of the beautiful flowers and trees and the incredible singing river. Uppermost in their minds was the fact that tomorrow was the beginning of their school holiday, and they were going to visit Wang Doodle Land again. Each child wondered what fresh adventures the day would bring.